Welcome back to the Empath and Narcissist Podcast, where I share messages about spiritual healing from narcissistic abuse with human design. Because I believe your karmic experience has awakened you to your authentic soul, you just need the map to call your power back. I am your host, Raven Scott, and I'm an author and trauma-informed human design reader. Just a reminder, this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional help. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Narcissists can drive you into such a mentally exhausted and deep depressive state that you can start to develop unhealthy coping mechanisms. I've been there. I tried to drown myself in alcohol. And when I left my narcissist, I found talk therapy to be extremely beneficial for me to process and identify that I was being abused. If you are having any thoughts of self-harm or life is meaningless, then I strongly recommend that you reach out for help and speak to a professional. This is why I specifically chose, out of all the sponsors, BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. It allows you to talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. Finding a therapist is easy. Just fill out the questionnaire to help assess your specific needs. And then you are matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Everything yushi. Join the 3 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/empath. The link is in the show notes. I received a question in my Instagram stories, which is so much fun when I get interaction. And the question was, how to protect my empathic ways from energy vampires? And this is what I'd love to talk to you guys about today, talking about the evil eye and how to protect against ill intentions of narcissists and energy vampires. So my initial response was, and then I'll elaborate, set an intention to keep them out. Ask your guides to protect you from them, and then choose not to engage with the energy vampires. Now, we may all be saying, but I already am not talking to them, yet they keep spamming me or reaching out or texting me or DMing me, and they're not leaving me alone. Or they've discarded you, and you just are so confused and don't know how to handle the anxiety. But I also want to say, in my response here, you have the autonomy and the power of your own energy. Now embrace it. And I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts because I love human design. I'm obsessed with it. And I love how Jenna Zoe in My Human Design iterates all of these concepts. She is so spot on and she always hits these concepts so accurately. So she was just recently talking about evil eye, which is similar to people and with negative intentions or negative energy reacting to us and or reaching out and sending us negative energy or sending us hate speech. And this episode is all about the evil eye and it talks about how our ego, we all have an ego, we all put out little maybe passive aggressive or subconscious evil eyes. And the ego as a human is there and is meant for us to survive. It's meant for us to naturally interact and hope to be better or figure out how we go through this life on Earth and our roles, who we are, where are we in the level of people. That's where the comparison comes into. Naturally, even though it's can be sabotaging our mental health, but it's there naturally. We've got to be conscious of it and double check it. And in order for us to level ourselves, let's say, you know, someone comes and interacts with you or you see someone on social media or whatever, you're thinking about someone or in a relationship and you have them on a pedestal. This could be the narcissist at the beginning of the relationship because they are so magnanimous and charming. You have them on a pedestal and then to make sure that you are not below, or maybe it's a celebrity or an influencer or someone who you're jealous of, in order to level yourself out with that person you put on the pedestal, You put them down. And the narcissist maybe does this to you as the light, as the empath, right? Then they start putting you down in order to level the playing field. That's negativity. That is technically an evil eye. That is an energy vampire. So how do you keep these vampires out of your life? Like I mentioned, you set your intention, you ask your guides. But even more so, let's say you're doing all the things and you're not talking to them and you're doing your best. There are some nuances to this. So the nuances is all about the intentions. What you do in your life with your intentions, what you say, what you speak, needs to come only from love, only from a pure intention. When things come from jealousy, when things come from anger because you've been hurt and betrayed, and then they come from this spite zone maybe, that puts the energy out, opening up your aura and your space to allow that negativity to come back to you, right? Just like a boomerang is how energy works. And so you may say these things, you put the energy out there, you may just be thinking something, and then you are opening up your aura to receive evil eye negativity back. Similar to how I was listening to another podcast, the Energy Update on Kabbalah, and it was talking about, evil speech. Even if you are speaking in a manner where you're thinking you're not being unkind, but you are, or you're gossiping, or you're withholding your speech, that's also a form of negative speech, where you should be standing up in your power and saying what you need to say. All of these things then boomerang and come back to us. So even on my platform in the past, I've posted things on Instagram or YouTube, or I've done some things. I've written my memoir, although that really, I truly intended not to harm anybody. But still, I shared a story. And the reason I was doing this was to create a career, to build an audience, to get more attention. Yes, I had an intention of helping, but sometimes the ego gets in the way and says, wait, but you have to be seen. You have to do the things in the marketing field in order to grow and for people to recognize you and to see you as someone who can compete with the other huge influencers here talking about narcissism. This is the beginning when I really just was focusing on narcissistic abuse. And I would dance and I would do the reels and I would do the trends, and I'd always get these creepy guys hitting on me in my DMs or in the comments. And also, I would put something out there to the world. I mean, just recently I had some weird negative comment. And sometimes these negative comments make no sense because people are reacting in their emotions and what they're communicating doesn't make sense. And so I would get negative comments also. Because in marketing on social media, right, they say like any reaction is a good reaction. Posting something controversial gets people riled up. But that's opening myself up for the evil eye, right? That's not what you want to do. So people being angry about their situation would then attack me in very nonsensical comments. And at first it bothered me, and then it didn't, because I was like, well, it's just part of the game. But then I thought that was, just part of it. That's just what I got to take. I'm so brave, someone told me. It's like, well, but do I really need to open myself up to that? And maybe my awakening call was this recent intense attack from someone, a personal like text. And that's really where it woke me up and said, why am I opening myself up to this? Right? And that's the same for you. Why do you need to open yourself up to it? And you don't have a platform, you're just listening, you're trying to heal. But maybe that opening up is through a conversation with a flying monkey, or through an actual conversation with that person. Or maybe just through your thoughts. And you keep going, why do they keep like draining me? Why do they keep bothering me? So even our thoughts can be very powerful. So you really want to catch those thoughts. You want to catch that speech and catch what you're doing, maybe blocking too many people, and so you've isolated yourself. Whatever it is, right? Really tune into, okay, where is this coming from? Where's the root of the negative emotion? Where's the pain? Where's the hurt? Because there's always hurt behind anger. And then take that and just be conscious of it. Hold space for it, just like you were a parent to that negative emotion. You know, that negative emotion's childish, egoic type behavior. And then just say, you know what? You don't have to carry this. I got this. It's okay. Just let it go. And then transmute that into something that is of higher level of a vibration. Transmute it into compassion. Transmute it into forgiveness. Transmute it into love, understanding. So in order to give yourself and guard yourself up against energy vampires and the evil eyes of the narc, because that's, they're trying to level the playing field, it's important to set that intention. Always act, be, and do in the framework of this is coming from love and compassion and a higher vibration of lifting someone up. I'm not trying to control or fix the situation. If you receive it, great. If you don't, whatever. That's why it's so important to really learn and understand your core gift, your incarnation cross, that gate that your black sun is in and also your red. It's important to understand what that gift is, because there's a shadow in the gift. You can act out of ill intent or negativity or ego and then receive the evil eye back. Or you can act out of a higher vibration. And your gift, even though the reaction may be negative, if you came from pure intentions and you were shining your light out in your true human design gift energy of that gate, then you did your duty into maybe shocking or shifting and having that person really evaluate themselves and help them in their own spiritual growth. So not everything is happiness and sweetness and sunshine and roses. Sometimes it is kindness, like I said, is speaking up those hard truths that need to be said, as long as the intention is coming from truth and the betterment of the other person and from true love. And true love isn't always like everything is just happy. True love is sometimes truth hurts and you want the best for that person. And so as long as it's not coming from, I want to feel better about myself. I want to look perfect. I want to get revenge on my ex because I'm jealous or hurt or betrayed. Then you want to catch those actions that you're doing out of that negative energy, because that negative energy will come back to you as an evil eye or as a vampire or as a negative thing, okay? So really, this is something that I've been trying to hone in on, and this is why I'm up-leveling and shifting the podcast, is where am I focusing my energies and what are my intentions behind this? It's not about getting more likes and listens because I'm quote-unquote educating about narcissism. You're already educated. You experience narcissism. Now we are looking to our gifts. I'm trying to illuminate the lights in your life of your light in order for you to shine that gift out confidently, lovingly, and feel good about yourself by validating yourself within yourself, discovering yourself and understanding, oh, this is my superpower. This is who I am without the need of external validation or leveling myself up and putting the other person down. So I hope this has helped you gain a deeper perspective on how to keep the energy vampires away and to allow your empathic light to shine out and through, because it's not just blocking them out. This is the nuance of how to actually block them out. And it is by elevating your frequency, closing up and sealing that aura around you. And that comes from within, that comes from keep being mindful about your mind, your thoughts, your energies, and your intentions. All right, we'll see you next week. And thank you so much for tuning in and subscribing to the podcast and sharing it with a friend. If you were looking for a community and space where you can get your human design chart questions answered and even possibly read live, I will be starting to be more active in my Facebook group, Empath Healing with Human Design. Click the link in the bio to join the free Facebook group now. As you heard, I am back on Instagram at Raven Scott Show. Hope to see you there. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing to this podcast. Please help us grow and reach more survivors that are seeking spiritual growth by sharing this and tagging me at Empath of the Narcissist Podcast on Instagram. You can even send it via text. However you want to share it, you go share away. And don't forget to subscribe. Hey, if you're feeling extra generous, please write a review to the podcast. This really does help in social proof. We're up to 100 reviews. I never thought I'd ever see that number. So thank you so much for that. So speaking of ads and offerings, you can dive deeper with me through my book, my first book, Empath and the Narcissist. It is a profound exploration of my story, my healing journey, and a whole bunch of different elements that I've discovered on my healing path to help you heal from narcissistic abuse. And as always, we'll see you tomorrow in an episode. Remember, always keep your unique light shining.